So let's review. The previous Mishnah mentioned a machlekes Reb Meir and Chachamim in the case of Ha'omer ten get zeh le'ishti b'shtar shichur zeh le'avdi. If a person tells a shlich to give this get to his wife or this shtar shichur to his slave, they both agree that regarding the get, in rotz lachzor yachzor, the Baal can retract the get because in chavon le'adam shaloi b'fanav, since it is a chayv, a disadvantage for the woman to receive a get, the shlich does not become her agent unless she explicitly appointed him as her shlich. Therefore, in this case, he remains only a shlich le'alacha, the husband's agent, and the get did not yet take effect. Their machlokes is only regarding shtar shichur. Reb Meir holds chayzer, mishlech can retract, because a shichur for an evit is also a chayv, a disadvantage, not a schus, and in chavon le'adam shalei b'fanav. While the chacham hold in a chayzer, the mishlech cannot retract, because shichur for an evit is a schus, an advantage, not a chayv, and zachon le'adam shalei b'fanav. Since it is a schus, an advantage for the Eved to become free, the Shleich becomes a Shleich le'kabbalah, the Eved's agent as well, even without the Eved's knowledge, and the Shech already took effect when the Shleich accepted it from the Adin. As the Mishnah explains, the Chacham hold that only get is a chayiv because Shem Yirtze Shleich Loz Nesishte Ein Rishai. A husband is obligated to support his wife, and with the get, she loses her support. However, Shechur is not a chayiv because Shem Yirtze Shleich Loz Nesabdi Rishai. A master is not obligated to support his Eved. Therefore, with Shichur, the Eved does not lose anything. While Reb Meir holds that even so, Shichur is still a chayv, because Vaharehu Paisles Avdoi Minat Truma, Kishem Shu Paisles Ishtoi, Shichur disqualifies the Eved of a Kohen from eating Truma, as a get disqualifies a Kohen's wife. And Shichur prohibits the Eved to marry a Shifcha, an Avdebef Keri Nichale. He prefers an unrestricted lifestyle. While the Chacham respond, even without Shechur, the Adin disqualifies the Eved from Truma if he sells a shear in the Eved to a Yisrael. And the Stasis explains that the Yisr Shechur is not a chayv to the Eved, because Gadol Schus Shal Shechur Mishal Hefker. The Eved prefers freedom from his master over the Heter Shechur. The Gemara now makes the following conclusion. Shamat Mina, Yochel Rav Loimer Le'Eved Aseimi Ve'Nizanach, the Mishnah which states, Shem Yirtzish Le'loznes Abdi Rishoi, is proof that an Adin is not obligated to give the Eved support, and therefore a master may tell his Eved, you must give me your wages, but I will not support you. The Gemara explains that this is not a proof, and an Eved does receive support. However, the Mishnah is speaking of a case where the Adin told the Eved, use your wages to support yourself. And even if le'safik, the wages are not sufficient, the Adin still does not give support, and therefore shichur is not a chayv. However, in the corresponding case of get, if the husband tells his wife, tse'ei ma'isi yadayach b'mzon nesayach, and lo'isafka, if her wages are not sufficient, the husband must give support, therefore get is a chayv. The Gemara goes on to discuss the question of whether yochel rav lo'im le'eved, asei imi ve'ein ezanach. The Braisa states, Eved shegalol ari miklot ein rabbi chayv lezaynoi, v'lo oid ele shemaisa yadav l'rabbi. An Eved who killed b'shoigig unintentionally and relocated to the city designated for hirig b'shoigig, the Adin is not obligated to send support, and he is even entitled to the Eved's wages. The Gemara explains either because yochel rav loimer le'eved asei imi ve'ein hezanach, and the Adin is entitled to all wages, or because this is the case of the amraloi, and the Adin is only entitled to hadafa, the superfluous wages. However, in the corresponding case of Isha Shagalsal Ari Miklot, Baila Chayev Bimzainasaha, if a woman relocated to the Ari Miklot, the husband is obligated to send support. And even if Amalot Tse'i Maisi Dachlim Bimzainasayach, if Leisafka, he must send the difference. The Gemara then proves from Rav's two contradicting statements that he must hold. Ein harav yochel loim le'eved aseimi ve'ein ezanach, because Rav says hamakdish yidei avdoi oiso ha'eved lava va'eichel va'eisa upereya. If an adin imposes a hekdish on his servant's hands, the eved's hands do become hekdish. Therefore, the eved initially may not work and spend his wages for support, because each pruta becomes hekdish. Rather, he must first borrow money for support, and then he works less than a shavah pruta and pays it back, because Pachas Mishava Pruta does not become Hekdash. Apparently, the Hekdash is effective, because the Adin is entitled to the Eved's wages. This may be either because Yochel Rav Loi Mele Eved Aseimi Be'in Ezanach, or because this is the case of B'mal Loi Mezainis. The owner gives the Eved support, and Lava Va'eichel LaHadafa. The Eved borrows money only for extras. However, in Rav's second statement of Hamakdish Yidei Avdoi, Oiser HaEved Oiser Va'eichel, the Eved's hands do not become hektish, and the Eved may initially work and spend his wages for support. This must be because this is a case of Einoi Mal Loi Mezainis. The owner does not give the Eved support, and he is not entitled to his wages. And this is a proof that Ein HaRav Yochel Loi Mele Eved Aseimi Ve'in Ezanach. The Gemara then proves that Rabbi Yechanan holds Yochel HaRav Loi Mele Eved Aseimi Ve'in Ezanach, because Rabbi Yechanan says, HaKeteya Yar Avde Shel Chaveroi Noisen Shiftei V'Refu'ase L'Raboi V'Oisah HaEved Nizen Min Atzdaka. If a person chops off the hand of his friend's Eved, he pays the Adin compensation for disability and medical care, while the Eved receives support from charity. However, the Adin does not give him support. This must be because Yochel HaRav Loi Mele Eved Aseimi Ve'in Ezanach.